We mentioned last time that in order to make a Rishus HaYochid, so you need, according to some, 3 mechitzas, according to some, midaraisi, you need 4 mechitzas. Either way, midarabanan, everyone holds that you need 4 mechitzas. So we're going to spend time today going through some of the rules about making a Rishus HaYochid, and some of the rules of mechitzas, because that's basically what we spend most of. Once you determine that your area is not a Rishus HaRam Deraisa, and you can build an Eruv, that's always the first stage of building an Eruv, is to make sure that you can build an Eruv. If you don't have a Rishus HaRam Deraisa going through, you charted it out, and you can build an Eruv, so then you have to build mechitzas. So just some general rules is, the Shulchan Aruch begins in Shin Samach Bei Sif Ches, that in order to be a good wall for a mechitza, it has to be Oymed Merubal HaParetz. If it's Parets Merubal HaOymed, you have more not standing. You can have breaks in a side of a mechitza of an Eruv, but if you have more breaks than you have Oymed, so then the more exceptions to the rule than the rule, then the rule ceases to exist. So if you have more parts than Oymed, the whole mechitza falls away. If it's parts ki Oymed exactly the same, then it's kosher. But if it's a parts merubah Oymed, then it's no good. The Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkatan Memhei writes that we measure Oymed merubah parts, parts merubah Oymed, and we don't measure the whole Erev together. Is the whole Erev Oymed merubah parts or parts merubah Oymed? We measure each bar of the mechitza, each bar of the Erev, in and of itself. So sometimes it's hard to figure out what's a bar, but you measure each bar of the Eruv, whether it's Ayman Merubal HaParetz or Paretz Merubal HaAymed. The Mishnah Berurah there, in Shin Samach Beis Sifkatan Memhei, writes that if you have Ayman Merubal HaParetz, so then the Paretz itself becomes Ayman. So he draws the picture for you that if you have one Ayman, one Paretz, and two Oymed, and then what's his tzir, and then 8 parots, 2 Oymed, 1 parot, and 1 Oymed, that's the bar of your Eruv. So he claims that even though you have more parots than Oymed, you have 10 parots and you have 6 Oymed, he claims that since over here we say Oymed Urubal parots, this becomes Oymed, the whole thing becomes Oymed. And since this over here you say Oymed Urubal parots, this becomes 4 Oymed, so then it becomes Paretz Ka Oymed, it's exactly equal, and that whole mechitza is kosher. So even though you have Oymed Paretz Merubah La'Oymed, with Metzius, you can have Oymed Merubah La'Paretz Bedin. So the Chazon Ish disagrees with that psak from the Mishnah Berurah for 2 reasons. Number one, he says the Paretz over here does not become Oymed. It doesn't become like that. This remains 3. So if you wanted to say what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, this would have to be 3. Then you maybe could have 4 and 4 and 8. But otherwise, he says, you don't say that the parts is kesasim. You don't say that. But then he also argues that you don't say, Oymed Merubah LaParetz Mishnei Hatzdadim. You can't start jumping over here and say, well, if we put this together and this together, that's parts Merubah, that's Oymed Merubah LaParetz for the 8 in between. He says, you don't do that. The Gemara Meseches, Erevin has the following case. The Gemara is the case that if you have 3 Oymed, like this, 4 parts, 3 Oymed, 4 parts, 3 Oymed. So the Gemara says that that's no good. One, two, 3, 4, 3, 3, 4, yeah. The Gemara says that that's no good. Why? It's Oymed Merubah parts. So the Gemara initially thinks it's because you don't say Oymed Mishnei Atzadim to gang up on the 4. You don't have Oymed Merubah parts from one side onto the parts. You only have Oymed Merubah if you join up the 2. So the Gemara, one shot in the Gemara is you don't say Oymed Merubah Mishnei Atzadim. Then the Gemara says, no, you know why this is no good? It's because you say Asi Avira, the high Gisa Mavatale. That's what the Gemara ends up saying. But the Gemara before that, the Gemara suggests that perhaps you don't say Oymed Mishnei Atzadim is Mavato parts. So it's a Machlekes HaRishonim, whether or not we accept that Lamaisa. Can you have Oymed Mishnei Atzadim overcome a parts, or does that not work? The Sharatzion and Shin Samach Beis of Kotan Lamed quotes that Machlekes HaRishonim. Do we say Oymed Mishnei Atzadim is Mavato parts? So the Chazon Ish was Machmer on that too. So the Chazon Ish disagrees with the Tzir over here of the Mishnah Berurah. Number one, he says parts is not Kesosim, it's not Ke Oymed, it's negligible, but it's not Ke Oymed. And number two, you don't say Oymed Mishnei Atzadim is Mavato parts. Yeah. That halacha of Asi Avira, the high gisa, Mavatale, is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah Shin Samach Gimel Sifkan Kuf Memhei, where the Mishnah Berurah says if you have based on the Gemara, if you have If you have either that the parrot is equal on one side and greater on the other side, or greater on both sides, if this is two, so then you don't say Asi Avir the High Geese or the High Geese Mavatari. But if it's three on one side and four on the other side, it's more on one side and equal on the other side, then you say Asi Avira, the High Geese or the High Geese Mavatari. Because of that, you could have a case where it would be Oimi Meruba Bedin, Oimi Meruba, but Bimitsius, here it's nine Oimi, but we view this whole thing as Paras Meruba Oimi. So sometimes you can have Paras Meruba Oimi and it'll be I mean, Ruba apart. Sometimes you get Ruba apart, and we parse Ruba Lame. So it depends on all the halachas,
which way we're going over here.
Yeah.
The middle, counts as
parts.
Meaning it's
yeah.
At the numbers and
right. Yeah. So that's the question that Shulchan Aruch Shin Samach Beis Siftes says. That the only time you say Oime Meruba La Paritz is good is if there's none of the breaks are appear to yes may yeser. If one of the breaks is appear to yes may yeser, so that undoes your whole Oime Meruba La Paritz. You could have 1,000 Oime, 1,000 Oime, and 11 Paritz, 11 Amos, which is 10 Amos is 18 feet. So if you assume, Ramosha says, Tefach 3.6 inches, assume like that, Eser Amos always comes out to 18 feet. So if that's so, you could have 1,000 feet on one side, 1,000 feet on the other side, and 18 feet that's parrots, that undoes the whole Oimin Meruba La Paritz. That's in Shulchan Aruch Shin Samach Beis Siftes. There's a Machlaikes Hachreinim, whether that concept is Dairaisa or Midrabanan. The Mishnah Berurah, others told the Bi'ur Halacha talks about this in Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud. So some assume it's Dairaisa, some assume it's Midrabanan. We mentioned, Shechter mentioned that the whole heter of the Chazanish, to assume that the buildings serve as walls, the whole heter to make Eirvin in Flatbush or to make Eirvin in Manhattan, is because they assume like the Chazanish that every street is a Rishus HaYachid Dairaisa because of Ayme Meruba Laparetz. All the buildings are Ayme Meruba Laparetz. But the problem is, because that encloses the street, the problem is you have Pirsi Yasme Yasa by every street, by every cross street. So in order to say, in order to be able to put up a Tzuras HaPesach for that Pirsi Yasme Yasa, one would have to assume that Pirsi Yasme Yasa is only the Rabbanan. And therefore it just makes the cross street, the streets into a Carmelis. If Pirsi Yasme Yasa is Dairaisa, then it's not just a Carmelist. Then your whole street could become a Rishus HaRabim, and you can't build an Erev, you can't put a Tzuras HaPesach over Rishus HaRabim. So the whole het of the Chazanish to put a Tzuras HaPesach over cross streets is assuming that Pirsi Yasa Meyaser is only Midrabanan. It also assumes, as we mentioned last time, that you don't say Asu Rabim Mavatl Mechitza. If you hold like the Rabbanan that Asu Rabim Mavatl Mechitza, they'll come and destroy your Oimin Ruba Laparetz. And Rishus HaRabim, you never get to say Oimin Ruba Laparetz because Rishus HaRabim comes through and destroys the whole thing. So the Chazanish's heter is based on these two Yesodos. Number one, that we pass on like the Rabbanan Loy Asu Rabim Mavatl Mechitza, so it's not Rishus HaRabim, and also that Pirtz Yasa Meyaser is all Midar Rabbanan, it's not Midar Raisa. Ramosha and Rabbi Aaron Cutler and the Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron both reject both of these hanachas. Number one, they assume that we pass on like the Yehuda, Asu Rabim Mavatl Mechitza, and they assume that we pass in that appears to yes and may yes there is in fact Dairaisa. Ramosha claims that this issue, whether appears to yes and may yes there is Dairaisa Darabanan, is not only relevant for that Chazanish, but it's also relevant with regards to Asi Avir, the High Geese, or the High Geese of Mavatalai. Let's say you have Amin Rubal Aparat, and then you have, over here you have 9, 1, and 9. You have this, let's say this is 100. 100. So we should have said Asi Avir the High Geese or the High Geese of Mavatale, and over here you have 19. That's a Pirsi Yesme Yeser. So that disrupts the whole Amin Meruba La Paritz. You have a problem. But do you say Asi Avir the High Geese or the High Geese of Mavatale in order to make a Paritz Meruba La Oimei only, or perhaps that's the Raisa, or perhaps even to say a Pirsi Yesme Yeser? Do we even say Asi Avir the High Geese of the High Geese, even to say a Pirsi Yesme Yeser, only to make it Paras Meruba La Oimei? So Ramosha claims that that issue depends on whether or not you say Tzuras the Pirsi Yesme Yeser is the Raisa the Rabbanan. If Pirsi Yesme Yeser is the Raisa, then you say Asi Avir the High Geese of the High Geese of Mavatale in order to make a Pirsi Yesme Yeser. If Pirsi Yesme Yeser anyway is Omid Rabbanan, then you don't say Asi Avir the High Geese of the High Geese of Mavatale to make a Pirsi Yesme Yeser. You can have this case. It's happened. Happened to me a few months ago. They were using the front of a house for the Erev. Let's say using the front of a home. They're not Jewish homes. At the end of the Erev. So we're jumping from the front of one house to the front of the next house to the front of the next house. Nobody lived there anyway. Their backyards won't be in the eruv, but nobody lived here. So they're using the front of the house and the front of the house. The problem is, in between one of the houses was 18 feet. So what did they do? They had a hedge of bushes that came up like that. So over here was like 8, over here was 8, and I said it's 2. So that's the shayla. Do you say Pirtzi Yesmeyeser because of us you have here the high geese or the high geese of Avatale, or don't you say it? Rav Shechter is machmir on this. That was what he said. Rabbi Yisrael starts going through Maseches Erevin from Daf Beis with Gemara Rashi, and then he got to Tosfos, and Tosfos says on Daf Beis that it's no good. Even though Rav Shechter paskins Pirtzi Yesmeyeser is a rabbanon by the whole het of the Chazon Ish, he's willing to build an Erev or talk about building an Erev in Manhattan or in Flatbush, because he assumes like the Chazon Ish. But with regards to this issue about saying Asir Avir, the high geese, or the high geese of Mavatale, with regards to Pirtzi Yesmeyeser, he was machmir. The Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Bei Sif Yud quotes the opinion of the Rambam, which is that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for a Pirtzi Yesmeyeser unless it's Oymed Merubah Laparetz. It's an interesting sheet of the Rambam. There's a whole piece in Reb Chaim on how to understand that Rambam. Well, if it's Oymed Merubah Laparetz, then it does work. If it's not Oymed Merubah Laparetz, then it doesn't work. But the sheet of the Rambam is that if you have Oymed Merubah Laparetz, then a Tzuras HaPesach works for a Pirtzi Yesmeyeser. If you don't have Oymed Merubah Laparetz, then a Tzuras HaPesach does not work for a Pirtzi Yesmeyeser. So that means in most of our Erevin, and Rav Shechter quoted that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that you could just put a pole every Eser Amos in order to be Choshish for the opinion of the Rambam. But the way Reb Chaim understood the Rambam, and the way the Chasam Sofer understood the Rambam, is that the poles in between doesn't break it up. What the Rambam means is you can't rely on the Heter of Tzuras HaPesach for more than Eser Amos, not one Tzuras HaPesach. You can't rely on the Heter of Tzuras HaPesach for more than Eser Amos unless you have Oymed Merubah Laparetz with real mechitzas. But if you do have Oymed Merubah Laparetz with real mechitzas, then you can't rely on a Tzuras HaPesach for more than Eser Amos. So let's say the Chazon Ish Eruv, for using the buildings in the middle of the city, even though some might be opposed to it, but if you accept the Chazon Ish's two hanachas, it's a Rambam Eruv. Because you have Oymed Merubah Laparetz from real mechitzas, and you just have Pirtzi Yesmeyeser, and the Rambam held that Pirtzi Yesmeyeser can use the Tzuras HaPesach if you have Oymed Merubah Laparetz with real mechitzas. So those who are choishes for the Rambam will have could perhaps, it's funny, it's ironic, we might be able to carry in the Erevin that other people might not carry in. That would be Dafka the Erev that they could carry in. I think that's why Rav Shechter, I once saw in the notes that he wrote for one Erev, that I was, the rabbi of the town gave me the notes that he wrote. He wrote, Kishani la'atzmi is machmer for this Rambam. That's why it doesn't carry in the Erevin, because he's choishes for the Rambam, that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for Pirtz. Yesmeyeser. So all every community kimat that has Tzuras HaPesach as their whole Erev won't have this. They don't have Oymed Merubah Laparetz on all three sides. But if you do have that, then it might be even a Rambam Erev. Another halach over here with regards to Oymed Merubah Laparetz is that the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Samach Aleph Siv Beis that even if you have a Pirtza that's less than 10, but it's a Pirtza Bekaren Zavis, a Pirtza Bekaren Zavis lo yavdi inchi, that also disturbs the whole Erev. A Pirtza Bekaren Zavis, we said, is if it's a catty corner, it's eating up from both sides. So if there's a break over here and a break over here, even though it's Oymed Merubah Laparetz on all the sides, so then that breaks up the whole Erev. The Lamaisa, the Dayan Bloy writes in a Sefer Nesiva Shabbos, what are you going to say? Let's say you have an Erev that's a circle. All of our Erevin are like circles, like this. So is everywhere a Pirtza Bekaren Zavis? Let's say it's here. So he says, no, Rav Shechter has made this point in the past, you have to kind of box off the Erev. So, you know, if the Erev is like this, you have to kind of figure out a box. Even though the Erev is going to be like this, and like this, and like this, then you kind of have to box it off and figure out where the corners are. So then if there's a Pirtza here, a Pirtza here, that would be a Pirtza Bekaren Zavis. Otherwise, not. But then you get involved in a little bit of a suffix. Well, how do you box off the Erev? Which way should it be boxed off and whatever? And it's not so easy sometimes to figure out what's considered a Pirtza Bekaren Zavis. What can you do if you have a Pirtza Bekaren Zavis? Is there any way to fix it? So the Mishnah Berurah says, it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Samach Alf of Kotin Yud, that you can put a Tzuras HaPesach here. Not so hard to fix. You can put a Tzuras HaPesach in this Pirtza Bekaren Zavis. The other, we assume Tzuras HaPesach works there. Some Rishonim held the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work there, because the Tzuras HaPesach is itself Midin Pesach. If you can't say that this break is a Pesach, how can you have the Tzuras HaPesach there? But we're makel that a Torah of Pesach can work there, even though Pesach Bekarim Tzavos, but Avdi Inshi, you can build the Torah of Pesach there. The Chazon Ish writes, you can do something else, which is you can just put a pole here. Now, it's not eating up of both sides. This is a break, and this is a break. If I'm in Rubal Aparetz, as long as this is less than 10, if I'm in Rubal Aparetz over there, and he says, you don't say, Asi Avir, the high geese are Mavatalei for this pole. I mean, why don't you say the whole airspace of the whole world over here, and this join up to be Mavatal this pole, and the airspace over here, and the airspace of the whole world to join up to be Mavatal that pole? Because you don't say, Asi Avir, the high geese are Mavatalei, unless the airspace is shaykh to the area that we're talking about. Meaning, we don't say the airspace over here, and the airspace over here, Mavatal this wall. Because this airspace has nothing to do with this area. So too, this airspace doesn't join up. So you can, in order to fix a pair of Bekarim Tzavos, you could just put a pole in the corner, and that would solve the whole issue also. Is it Torah HaPesach? Yeah.
Even if it's more than 3 tefachim away from the wall?
Yeah. Because you have Ayim and Merubah Laparetz. As long as you don't have a pair of Yes May Yes there, should be alright. It's creative. Yeah. Is the Torah of Pesach considered Oymed, or is the Torah of Pesach just like makes it into a Pesach, but it's negligible, but it's not a Pirtza, but it's not Oymed either. So that was the suffix that the Gaon Yaakov had, that Rav Shechter quoted. And that's a Machlokes Achronim that's quoted here in the Bir. Every Bir Halacha that's on the Maror Makomos, by the way, has some issue that we talked about. So sometimes I'm just trying to point out to you what the Bir Halacha is talking about, meaning why is it on the Maror Makomos. So over here, the Bir Halacha in Shin Samach Gimel Siv Vav discusses this issue. Is the Torah HaPesach considered to be Oymed, or is the Torah HaPesach just make the Pirtza negligible? And that was the issue that the Rav Shechter quoted, the Rav Parnas was machmir for. Because if you say that the Torah HaPesach is just negligible, but it's not Oymed, then if you have one real break in your Eruv, it'll be Paretz Merubah Al Oymed, because you have no Oymed. All you have is Torah HaPesach, which are negligible. So then Nimtza, that all you have is, you know, four Amos Pirtza and nothing Oymed. So... but we generally assume that a Torah HaPesach is considered Oymed. Okay, so you need 3 out of 4 of these walls. You need 4 out of 4 of the walls. Either Midaraisa, it's 3, but at least Midarabanan, 4. You need 4 out of 4 walls that they should be Oymed Merubah Laparetz out of some form of Mechitza. What it constitutes a Mechitza, so we mentioned last time briefly, we alluded to it, the Chul of the Chacham Tzvi, that there are 3 types of Mechitzas. There's a Mechitza, a wall, a tail, which is a raised platform, or a charitz, a ditch. When one is discussing a tail, so it doesn't necessarily always have to be a straight wall. You can have what's known as a tail hamislaket, that it goes up eser tvachim within the slope of 4 amas, which if the people have done mathematics already, it's like a 22 degree angle. So if you go up at a 22 degree angle for 4 amas, it's a shayla if it has to go up 10 tvachim within a base of 4 amas, or the hypotenuse is 4 amas. So it's a difference in like a 23 degree angle or a 22 degree angle. It really doesn't make that much difference. So if you machmir 23 degree angle, that's considered a tel hamislaket. However, tel hamislakets are very difficult. Every community rabbi who's building an eruv, they always want to try and cut corners and save money, because Torah HaPesachs are expensive to put up. At least after the shear, they'll be expensive to put up. So it's a pesach expensive to put up. So they any type of natural wall, people are chalashing to use it. But I always find every time you start with the natural walls, you're going to get, every year we go around the wire, we find the problem. It's never with the Torah HaPesachs. It's always with the natural walls, meaning the walls that we didn't put up. When you start jumping from the Torah HaPesachs to natural walls, Torah HaPesachs, then you always run into problems. So the... but people want to use a tel mislaket. So the problem with using a tel mislaket is, Rabbi Bechav reports this out in his book also, is that number one, you have to measure, you have to constantly measure. You're going to check it. Slopes don't stay the same all the time. If you have a cliff like you have over there on the block behind Bennett. So if you have a cliff, whatever, so that's not going anywhere. But if you have sometimes a tel mislaket, is a little incline. It's not so easy to figure out. There's another reason why tel mislaket is difficult to use, and that is because sometimes it's 23 degrees, and then its slope changes, and it comes back, and it changes, and it comes back. So then they say, oh, but there's no break. It's not 18 feet between the time that the slopes change. So Shechter has quoted 2 opinions in the Tshuvas Beis Shlomo about where does a tel mislaket begin and where does it end? Meaning, where is the top of the mechitza, where's the bottom of the mechitza? Do you supposed to join up your wall Meaning, can there not be 18 feet between your mechitza and the bottom of the tehillim mislaken, or your mechitza and the top of the tehillim mislaken? And a lot of times, they won't be the same, and you can run into a lot of problems using a tehillim mislaken. So if you do have to use a tehillim mislaken, what you have to do is be machmer for both opinions, that it should be within 18 feet of the bottom and the top of the tail. It's easier said than done. It's a difficult thing. Bushes also can be used. Every community rabbi always loves to use bushes as a tail, as a mechitza. And in theory, bushes could be used as mechitza. Mishnah Berurah discusses it. If you have a lover between all the branches of the bush. The problem with using bushes also is a common problem that people don't often realize, is that a lot of times bushes have stems, and there's lover, there's 10 tefachim of lover between all the branches, especially if they're an evergreen, but on the bottom, it won't be within lover to the ground. Meaning on the bottom you have stem, and then up top will be thick, but you'll have 11 inches, 12 inches on the bottom before you get to your mechitza thing. And that's a problem of a mechitza tluya. We mentioned the mechitza tluya, you can't have a mechitza that's raised more than 3 tefachim off the ground because of gediyim bokim bo. And then Shabbat, his machlekes in the Chazan Sefer and the Chazan Ish is because of the mechitza tluya is itself possible, or is it because of the metzius of the gediyim bokim bo, and the nafkamina will be, let's say it's attached to the wall. Can you have a kana on the wall that's more than 3 tefachim off the ground? Because no gediyim are mischachik b'ksalim, they don't rub against the wall when they're walking down the street. Fine, but either way, mechitza tluya is no good. So if you have bushes that are raised more than 3 tefachim off the ground, then even though they're very, very thick up top, a lot of times it'll be a mechitza tluya. It's another type of mechitza, which is not the classical mechitza which we generally use, which is pitikra. Pitikra means if you have a roof over the top, so then we view the roof as coming down, as Halacha Moshe Misinai. There's a machlokes rishonim that the Mishnah Berurah keeps referring to, at least in the Bira Halacha, but how many mechitzas do you need in order to say pitikra? So we paskin, like the Bira Halacha points this out, at the end of Shin Men Vav, when the Rama discusses the front porches, so he writes that we paskin, you need 2 mechitzas at a right angle in order to say pitikra yard v'sosim. But if you have 2 mechitzas at a right angle, you can view the roof as coming down. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Aleph Siv Beis quotes from Rashi that you don't say pitik or yard v'saisim unless the roof is flat. Meaning it's like this. It comes like this, and you have your wall over here, then we can view this as coming down. But if the roof is like this, and I say this is your house. That's your house. So then, I do that very poorly, but if you know what I'm talking about. You have a house like this, a lot of roofs like a lot of times like that, so the rain will fall off. So the Rashi says if it's the roof is Valachsan, then you don't say Pitikra Yerbesaisim. So Mishnah Berurah recommends if you have such a roof and you want to say Pitikra, what you should do is put something underneath like that. Now it's flat and then you can say Pitikra. That's what the Mishnah Berurah over there is talking about. And Shin Samach Aleph Siv Beis, that if the roof is on an angle, you can put something underneath it, the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kain Yadalud, and that will make it, you can say Pitikra Yad V'Saisim. Taisa Shita is that you don't say Pitikra if it's on a Karen Zavis, meaning if you had such a case like that, and you wanted to say Pitikra, meaning if over this break, instead of putting a Tzuris HaPesach, you had, let's say the walls went like this, but the roof extended like this. So Taisa Shita is you don't say Pitikra over there either. If it's a Pisla B'Karen Zavis, so then you don't say, you won't have 2 walls either. The Taisa says, or maybe it's to close off this part. Maybe that's the chat. Maybe to close off this. You don't say pitikra, there's no mechitza there, just the roof. The Taisa says, you don't say pitikra on the corner. That's also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch there. So Shechter has explained, the Stipler has the same thing in the Kilos Kahelos Yaakov, that they're arguing about a fundamental yesod of pitikra. What is pitikra? Rashi understands pitikra as a mechitza. So once you have a flat roof, we can visualize a little bit mechitza, and it comes down, we can visualize the rest with Halacha Moshe Misinai. Taisa's shita is that pitikra is not the beginning of a mechitza, the roof can be on an angle. It's not because it has to be the beginning of a mechitza. What pitikra is makes the area into a pesach. Not that it makes it into the pitikra makes it into a mechitza, rather it makes it into a pesach. So that's why Taisa says it doesn't work on a Karen Zavis, because pischa b'Karen Zavis lo yavdi inchi. So we're machmir for both shitas. Both like Tosis and like Rashi over there, that it doesn't work if the roof is on an angle, and it doesn't work if it's appeared to be Karen Zavis. Tosis Shita was also that it doesn't work if it's appeared to Yasim Ayeser, Pitikra. However, the Shulchan Aruch goes out of, why? Because it's Midin Pirta, Pesach. You don't say Pesach if it's appeared to Yasim Ayeser. That's not a Pesach. That's a break. That's not a doorway. But the Shulchan Aruch writes explicitly, we don't pass, we accept Tosis, we go with Tosis, but not that far. We assume that particular works, even if it's a pirtza, yes and may yes sir. Remember that. Any details, Rabbi Yisai, we'll catch. Tosis also writes that in order to say Pitikra, Yard Vesaisim, it has to be Dalet al Dalet Tfachim. This is mentioned over there by that Rama and Shin Mem Vav, all the way to Shin Mem Vav, that we spent a long time last time with the keys and the guy on the front porch. So Rama over there says the only time you say Pitikra, Yard Vesaisim is if the area underneath the roof is 4x4 Tfachim. Because of that, the Rama quotes a Chumra from the Mordechai that we never say Pitikra on front porches. Why, even if you have two mechitzas at a right angle, we never say pitikra to close it off, because we're always afraid that people will think that they have four tefachim and they don't have four tefachim. So even if you have four tefachim, the Rama quotes a chumra from the Mordechai that you should not rely on that, because we're afraid that people will say, will be meiko when they shouldn't, and therefore we were machmir on all of them. Mishnah Berurah also talks about this, Sifka and Chafhei over there, that you have to, you can't rely on the pitikra by the front porches. Ramosh had a chumra by Pitikra with the elevator tray, and I just want to make sure everyone understood what Shasta was talking about, is that if you have a round, you're talking about a circle, you have circles that say around in a development like that, and in front of all the houses you have an awning. You have an awning. And it's more than four amas to the wall. So you can't say doifan akuma in order to make the sukkah because of the wall of the because of the wall of the houses. They wanted to use the wall of the skupa. You have like this, these are the houses, and then in front, you had like an overhang that came in front of all the houses. This is not the houses are back here. You had an overhang, which is more than four amas away from the wall. So the Gemara wants to put schach here and use pitikra in order to make all the walls. So the Gemara says you can't do that, even if you assume pitikra works from all four sides. We assume you need two mechitzas at least. Here, they wanted to use pitikra on all four sides without any mechitzes, because the Gemara says you can't do that, because this tikra, which is over here, this tikra was not made to service this area, the tikra was made to service this area. And you don't say pitikra yard v'sarsim in order to create a mechitza for this area, it only creates a mechitza for this area. So because of that, Rav Moshe said that in Manhattan, when they first wanted to build the Eruv, so they were building it on a certain part of Manhattan, there was an elevator train, it's not there anymore, that used to run through Manhattan. And they wanted to use the wall of the roof of the elevator train to block it off in order to make one of the walls of the mechitzas, or one of the walls of the air. So Moshe says you cannot use pitikra from the elevator train in order to enclose this area, just like this wall doesn't work as a wall for the sukkah. For this area, it only works as a wall for this area. So Rav Shechta disagreed, and he said, no, that's true. It only works as a wall for this area, not for this area, but that shouldn't apply here, because you could use this wall. This side pitikra was made for the underneath for this area, and once this is a wall for this area, it can serve as a wall for this area. So Shalva said you have to make tours at Pesach, whatever, to this wall, and then connected it to this wall, and then once this serves as this mechitza comes down as a wall because it was made for this area, so it can also serve as a mechitza to enclose the rest of it. They didn't understand why Rav Moshe was so opposed to the elevator, using the elevator as a pitikra. Even you can't use the front wall, but you could probably use the back half of the mechitza, back half of the ceiling. Yeah. Okay, that's pitikra. But most oftentimes, you're not going to use pitikra in building an Erev. Most of the time, most of the Erevin that we're going to want to use will be a Turas HaPesach or a Lechi or something, a Turas HaPesach. So the Gemara says on Erev and Adaf Yibayz and Adaf that a lechi is considered to be a good mechitza midaraisa. Midarabanan, a lechi alone, that's just one pole on the side, does not work for a chatzar or a mavoi, but midaraisa, it is a good mechitza. Why does it, midarabanan though, it only works if it's a mavoi. It doesn't work in a chatzar. In a chatzar you need a tzuris ha-pesach. So Mishnah Berurah and Shin Samach Gimel Sifka and Kuf Beis writes that why is a mavoi have a kula of lechi, or a mavoi has a kula of a kaira? Again, everyone knows what the setup was in those days. They had houses that opened up in chatzeres. If you live in an area which has housing developments, you can picture this more in a metropolitan area. We don't really have that. But if you have housing developments, they all open up to a courtyard, and then the courtyards opened up into another courtyard. So the mavoi was the courtyard's courtyard. So a kaira or a lechi works in the mavoi. But it doesn't work in a chatzer. In a chatzer, you need a tzuras ha-pesach, midrabanan. So why? Why is a mavoi have more kulas? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes over there, Shin Samach Gimel, Sifkan Kubeis, from the Tshuvos HaRashba, is because nobody does private activities in the mavoi. So since you do less private activities in the mavoi, you need less to be matirit. A chatzer, people do more private activities. House people do really private activities. In a chatzer, you do semi-private activities. And in the mavoi, you don't do any private activities. So since people don't do any private activities in the mavoi, it's enough with the gulechi or a kaira, but for the chatzer, you would need a tzuras ha-pesach. So the Amor writes in Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chavav, or our mavuos have the status of a chatzer. We don't have any more mavuos anymore. Why not? So Mishnah Berurah writes over there, Sifkan Kuf Yudav, because we don't have this whole system of houses opening up to chatzers that open up into mavuos, and therefore nobody does any tashmish etzina anywhere, hopefully. Hopefully the tashmish etzina are only being done in the home, and people don't do tashmish etzina outside the home. So Magen Avraham asked, Adarabba, if nobody's doing tashmish etzina outside, the kula of the mavoi was because nobody did private activities there. That's why it had a kula. So nowadays we don't have this whole system, so Adarabba, everything should be good with enough for the kairo alechi. So Chazanish explains that what the Mishnah Berurah means to say is that no, since the whole system fell apart, so everything has the status of chatzer. We don't say that since people don't do private activities, everything is a lechi or a kairo. We say since the whole system fell apart, everything is just like the street. And it should have, in order to be matir, you can't get away with lechi or kairo, we need to have a tzuras ha-pesach. Because all of our areas have the status of a chatzer, not of a mavoi, so then we also got a kula out of that. There's a question if we got a kula. See, there's a chumrah of a mavoi. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Hei Sif Bei says that a mavoi even appears of dalat tfachim asers. Even though we are accustomed to thinking ayme merub ala paritz is good unless it appears a yeser may yeser, in a mavoi there's a chumrah that appears of dalat amas. I don't remember. Tfachim. Dalat tfachim asers in a mavoi. So we don't have a mavoi anymore. So the question is, though, does that mean that since we don't have a mavoi anymore, that's even not only l'chumra that you can't use a kalechi or a kaira, but does that mean that we don't have to be l'kula too? We don't have a mavoi. We don't have to be worried about a pir tzedalit, or no? We don't have a mavoi anymore l'kula l'chumra, but we might have a mavoi l'kula in terms of you can't get away with even a pir tzedalit in all of our even because we'll be afraid that we have a mavoi and even a pir tzedalit will be a problem. So Mishnah Berurah and Shin Samach Hei Sif Kalin Yud over there quotes from the Magen Avraham that we're machmir on this. That since we're not sure if we have a mavoi or a chatzer, even though we're machmir that Elohi Yerkara doesn't work, we should also be machmir the other direction, that even a pirtz of Dawud should asa the whole Eruv. And the Evan Ha'ezer disagrees with the Mishkanus Yaakov is machmir. Rav Shechel every year on the Eruv tour usually brings that up at some point, because there are pirtzes all over the old YU Eruv, which is... better than the new era. The new era is good too, but the old YU era had brought to breaks. So he used to always bring up, oh, what about the Magen Avraham that even appeared to Dawud Asa? So he says one year they came up with a good idea. Was he quoted from Shlomo Kluger as a truth in the Elof HaShlomo that he could put a lechi, manavshach, put a lechi over there by the pierce of Dawud. If it has the status of a mavoi, so then you get away with a lechi. And if it doesn't have the status of a mavoi, you don't have to worry about the pirtza dawud. So he was tumbled every year whether or not that worked. Okay, so we're going to use tzuras ha-pesach, which is made up of what people call lechis, but as the Shechter pointed out numerous times, it's not really a lechi. A lechi is just a pole on the side. They call it a lechi, but it's really a kana min hatzad, two kana min hatzad with a kana al gabeim. There's a rule, though, that applies to all mechitzas, whether it's a real mechitza, whether it's a tzuras ha-pesach. And that is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Bei Sif Aleph, that any mechitza that eno yachol lama beruach mitzuya cannot withstand the normal wind is not a good mechitza. Dayan Bloy writes in his Nesiva Shabbos that it depends where you live and during what period of the year. Every year Sukkot, except for the exception of this year, every year Sukkot is like the windiest time of the whole year. Like Lahaches, it's always very windy. It's never that windy, except during the week of Sukkot. So then, but then that becomes, perhaps, that's what Dayan Bloy said, that's a Ruach Mitzuya during that week. You can't say every year Sukkot, my Sukkah blows down every year because it's a Ruach Shein Mitzuya. It happens every year, it's a Ruach Mitzuya. So too, over here, it has to be able to withstand what is a Ruach Mitzuya in that part of the world, in that period of the year. Now that's what a Ruach Mitzuya is. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. This is all by all mechitzas. And Shin Samach Gimel Sif Hey that a lechi also has to be oymen yachal lama beruach mitzuyin. A tzuras haPesach also the Mishnah Berurah there. Sif Karan Chav says the tzuras haPesach also has to be yachal lama beruach mitzuyin. However, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Chaf Aleph that let's say the lechi blows in the wind, but it's above 10 tefachim. You put up a lechi, it only has to be 10 tefachim, but you put it up very tall. So, but in the top part is blowing in the wind. So Mishnah Berurah says, since you don't need the top part, you only need is the bottom part, and that's nailed into the wall, so then it's kosher. The Shaar Tzion discusses, though, but let's say you have a Tzuras HaPesach like that. Let's say you have a Tzuras HaPesach that goes up, 15 feet, whatever, 15 feet over here. And below 10 tefachim is not blowing, but above 10 tefachim it is blowing. So is that kosher or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't think that that's kosher. Why? Because by Tzuras HaPesach you need the whole thing. You can't say, forget about the part that's above 10 tefachim. That's where it connects to the Kana Al Gabayim. So the whole thing can't be blow in the Ruach Mitzuyah. It all has to be Yochel Lama Ruach Mitzuyah. Then the Shaar Tzion quotes a Machzis HaShekel, who's Mako on that. That he says, no, even if it's blowing in the wind above 10 tefachim, that's kosher. As long as it's not blowing in the wind on either side below 10 tefachim. So the Machzis HaShekel says a Yesod, which the Mishnah Berurah keeps quoting, which is that the Iker Tzuras HaPesach is the two lechis on either side. The top part of the Kana Agabeim is there to complete the picture, so we don't have to imagine so much. But that's not the Iker Tzuras HaPesach. The Iker Tzuras HaPesach is the two poles on either side. So even though it's blowing in the wind above 10 tefachim, and even the top part is blowing in the wind, Machzis HaShekel doesn't have a problem with that. Machzis HaShekel brings a raya to his shita from the idea that the Tzuras HaPesach has to be Yochel Lahamid Del Shokash, Bria Kedei Lahamid Del Shokash. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud Aleph that either side, the Kanim and Atzad, have to be Bria Kedei Lahamid Del Shokash. It has to be able to hold, as the Shulchan said numerous times, the weakest, the smallest type, the flimsiest type of door that they would use in that part of the world. It's a big machlokes between Rabbi Shechter and Rabbi Eider and his little kuntris. It's not discussed. I never saw it discussed elsewhere, which is what type of door does it have to be able to hold? Does it have to be able to hold a door that goes all the way? Or if you get Rabbi Shechter and he'll admit that it could hold a door that goes halfway, because sometimes you have saloon doors. So it at least has to go halfway. Rabbi Eider holds all it has to go is 4 tefachim. That's it. 10 tefachim tall and a 4 tefachim out. That's a minimum size door. Briyas lahel gahamad el shokash. Just like it doesn't have to go all the way up. And it's the smallest, flimsiest type of doors he holds. It has to be able to hold a door. Then it's a Pesach. It doesn't have to be able to hold a door that goes all the way. Rav Shechter understood that it has to be able to hold, not even though it's a minimal door in every other sense, but the door has to be able to go the whole way across. And there's a big nafkaminas for that. With regards to skipping poles, see what happens is, let's say you want a building in Eruv, so you have one pole. The next pole is going to be a difficult pole to use for whatever reason. The wires are all messed up. I don't know. The neighbors are screaming at you, get away from my pole, whatever. So you want to skip that pole. So we can discuss in a second, can you skip poles? But if you're going to skip the pole, then Rav Shechter will always be behind saying, whoa, but 1 minute, how big of a door can you possibly hold? Then I have a door, sometimes you have people build the Irvin, it's crazy, but they have one pole here, one pole 10 blocks down. So like, come on, I can really hold the door. Rav Shechter says, are you? No pole in the world can hold a door that goes so long. So, but Rabbi Eider wouldn't have a problem with it in that sense, because he only is interested in a 4 tefach door, which is much less of an issue. It's going to become an issue in a second for something else also. So anyway, but the only time that it has to be Yochel Lama Del Shokash is the ones on the side. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Samach Beis over there, Sif Yud Aleph, that the Kana Al Gabayim does not have to be Yochel Lama Del Shokash. It's enough with the Chut Gemi, with a very thin string. So Rav Shechter quoted his Meiri and his Simcha Zissel Brody that they had a different reading in the Yerushalmi, and really even the top part has to be Yochel Lama Del Shokash. Rav Shechter said we haven't gotten together to switch the psak yet on that. But anyway, so on top is enough with, it doesn't have to be Yochel Lama Del Shokash. So ask the Machzis HaShekel, 1 minute, you're going to be using a Gemi. You don't think it's going to blow in the wind? Of course it's going to blow in the wind. So Machzis HaShekel says, you see from here that the top part doesn't have to be Yochel Lama Del Shokash. It can blow in the wind. Why? Because the top part is not part of the Iker Tzuras HaPesach. The Iker Tzuras HaPesach is the two poles on the side. The rest is just to complete the picture. And many Paiskim are Mako like that. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mako like that. See Pesach, Frank's picture that Shechter drew with the wire that sags all the way down to within 10 tefachim to the ground clearly was Mako. If the thing is blowing in the wind, it's sagging, so of course it's blowing in the wind. And the Mishkan is Yaakov, as we mentioned a few times, is machmir that no, even the Kan al Gabayim cannot be, has to be Yochalama Beruch Mitzuya, and that's one of the reasons that he passed the sagging top wire. Because if it sags at all, it must be that it blows in the wind. In which case, he argued that it wasn't kosher. But many, again, are meiko on the sagging wire, even though it's Eino Yochalama Beruch Mitzuya, because the sag, like the Machzis HaShekel, the Mishnah Berurah keeps quoting, that it doesn't have to be Yochalama Beruch Mitzuya, only the side poles. What is called the Yochalama Beruch Mitzuya? So we know from Hilchus Ken Vesukas that the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that if it blows at all, if it blows in and out, even though it doesn't become puzzle in the process, but it blows in and out, that itself is becoming puzzle. But even though the wall doesn't blow up or anything like that, the wall is still there, but it blows in and out and in and out, that is called Eino Yochalama Beruch Mitzuya. The Chazon Ish, as everybody knows from Hilchos Kehem V'Sukkos, holds that no, that Eino Yochalama Beruch Mitzuya means that it doesn't become, if the wind makes a puzzle, meaning if the wall blows up, that's called Eino Yochalama Beruch Mitzuya, and it's no longer within love to the ground. But the fact that it just blows in and out, there's not a problem. That's called Yochalama Beruch Mitzuya. So over here, if the wire on top, yeah.
The wall that's blowing in and out, is it puzzle and enter?
According to Chazon Ish, no. The wall has to blow up.
Even when the wind is blowing in, that's the Chazon Ish.
So on top also, what should that mean? That the wire has to blow down? So here the Chazon Ish has a major chumrah, where the Chazon Ish argues that in order to be called a kosher for a Kan al Gabayim, it has to be within the width of the two poles. Meaning you have a pole here and a pole here. What's called a Kan al Gabayim, says the Chazon Ish, has to run in a direct line within the width of the two poles. If the string blows out of the width of the two poles, this doesn't apply to Kehem V'Sukkos, but if the string blows out of the width of the two poles, now it's puzzle. That's like the wall that blew up with the Kehem V'Sukkos. So then you have a problem if you're machmir that Kan al Gabayim has to be Yochalam Beruch Mitzuya. So the Chazon Ish holds once it's outside of the lie of the two poles, it's puzzle. So I really can't say it too much. That Chazon Ish is relevant for a separate issue with regards to skipping poles. So what happens is you want to skip an aerial view of an area. Will be, let's say you have one pole here, one pole here, one pole here. So let's say it's on top of this pole and then it runs on the side and then it runs on top. So you don't want to bother with this pole and for whatever reason, so you just want to skip that pole and go to that pole. So we mentioned, but it has to be able to hold the door that goes to there. Okay, but let's say it's not that far. Right, you can hold the Devil Shokash. But can you skip this pole? Because what's going to happen is it might go out of the lie of the two poles. So if it's really, really straight, so then, all right, then okay. But if it goes out of the lie of the two poles, which is not that thick, these telephone poles are not that thick. So Chazon Ish held that was puzzle. So that's why many, when they build Erevin, will not skip poles. Not for a Shechter's reason, because they're worried about the Devil Shokash. Most don't hold like that. But the Rosh Hashanah hold like that. But most are not aware of his sheet that don't hold like that. But they won't skip poles for a different reason, because they're afraid of the wire going out of the lie of these two poles. You're going to skip this, so sometimes it'll be obvious, and you have a pole over here, and the next pole will be over here, that you can't skip that pole. Hopefully that's obvious to people. Or if you have a pole that goes around the corner, that you can't skip this pole. But even though sometimes people do that. But over here, that's why, since even it looks like it goes out of the line of the poles, many are machmir to put a lefty or to fix every pole that you, because you shouldn't skip any poles. Rav Shechter has argued, though, on this issue, he's quoted as saying, and others say this, I think he's quoted the name of the Rav like this, that the Gemara says in Maseches Erevin that they used to use as a Kan al Gabayim a vine, a grapevine. They used to use a grapevine. So Shechter's like, what do you think? A grapevine went exactly like this? A grapevine goes like this, and like this, and like this. So he says, well, even if it goes out of the line of the two poles a little bit, that's okay. I have asked him numerous times, trying to pin down what is called a little bit, and I've never been able to get anything more out of him, but that's his argument. And others argue like that too, that as long as it goes, even if it goes out of the poles a little bit, that it's kosher, but not too much. I think Chazon Ish holds it could be that he was in Lovat of the
right, thing. Lovat, so why would
I don't remember.
Different than
I don't remember.
Lovat,
no, even those who are Machmer, like the Mishnah Berurah held that within Lovat, if it blows a little bit, that's
right,
okay.
That
Chazon Ish held that it has to become puzzle.
The what?
The wall has to blow up.
Oh,
in order to be puzzled for a kemosim. Yeah. That's the story with the skipping poles. One second. Yeah. The other tourists have Pesach, so most of the times we're going to try and use...
If it would go out, it would be a problem of any Echololamot.
No, if it would go out, it would be a problem of the fact that it's not in between the two poles and it's puzzle. If you require the top part to be Yochalama Baruch Mitzuyah, it'll also be having Yochalama Mitzuyah when it flows out of the lives of the two poles. But this will have enough community for everything. Let's say you have a tree branch that's pulling the wire on top in between the Turis HaPesach. You have the wire and the tree branches are pulling it aside. We've had it over here in Amsterdam. A tree branch will pull the wire outside of the lives of the two poles. So then it could be his puzzle according to the Chazon Ish. But Shetha will say, okay, it's getting pulled a little bit. But he'll never... I've been down that road too many times. Okay, so it turns out the Bir Halacha of Yashin Samach Bei Sif Yud quotes a suffix from the Prima Gadim whether or not Turis HaPesach, the whole institution of Turis HaPesach over here is Dairaisa or it's Midrabanan. The Chazon Ish argued that the Turis HaPesach of course must be Midrairaisa from the fact that it works by Kalayim, Kalaya Kerem, wheat and grain and grapes. To plant the two together is an Issa Midaraisa. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says Maseches Kalayim that a Turis HaPesach works to separate between the two. Must be Turis HaPesach is Midaraisa. But Rav Shechter quoted, many Achronim argue and say, no, that's a different type of Turis HaPesach than our Turis HaPesach. That's a Turis HaPesach to distinguish between two areas. We're talking about a Turis HaPesach to enclose something. And Prima Gadim Safek was about a Turis HaPesach to enclose something. So the Prima Gadim had his Safek whether or not Turis HaPesach works Midaraisa Midarabanan. That's another reason, by the way, which you should be collecting if you're not, why you can't get away with the Turis HaPesach and Rosh HaRabim. One reason might be because Asu Rabim Vata Mechitzta. The other reason might be, it could be Turis HaPesach, the whole thing doesn't work Midaraisa. Perhaps the whole Turis HaPesach only works Midarabanan. In which case, of course it can't work by Rosh HaRabim. It can only work by a Karmelis. But this issue, whether or not Turis HaPesach is the Raisa of the Rabbanan, Rav Shechter understood that this is a major issue, not only with regards to whether or not it could work for Rosh HaRabim, obviously, but is another with regards to many other issues with regards to Turis HaPesach. See, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Samach Gimel Sif Yud Aleph that a lechi, in order to be a kosher lechi, we pass in lechi mishum mechitza, not mishum heker, but you have to be samach olav mi bod yom. You have to declare before Shabbos that we're using this item as a lechi, even though lechi ha'omen me'elov is kosher. We didn't put up the lechi. It was there for another reason. That's a good lechi. But you have to be samach olav mi bod yom. You have to decide in advance of Shabbos that we're going to use this lechi. Why? Because the lechi is a little bit mishum heker. Even though it's not fully heker, it's ha'omen me'elov is kosher, but you have to be samach olav mi bod yom. So we showed him right over there in that Shulchan Aruch, Sifin Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samach Gimel Sif Yud Aleph, a mechitza mamish, you don't have to be samech olam yibad yom. We don't have to decide in advance of Shabbos that we're going to use these walls as a mechitza. If it's a good Rishus HaYochid, then it's a good Rishus HaYochid, whether we noticed it before Shabbos or not. But now that doesn't work by a kaira, by a lechi. What do you say though by a Turis HaPesach? Does the Turis HaPesach have to be samech olam yibad yom or not? So the Bir Halacha over there, Shin Samach Gimel Sif Yud Aleph, has a suffix from the Prima Gadim. Does a Turis HaPesach have to be Samach Olam Yibad Yom or not? So if Shechta understood that what the subject of the Prima Gadim is a Turis HaPesach a real Mechitza, or is a Turis HaPesach Midin Heker? And he kind of linked that together with the Turis HaPesach being Dairaisa Darabonon. If it's Dairaisa, it's a Mechitza, then I don't need Heker. I don't need Samach Olam Yibad Yom. If it's not, if it's Midarabonon, then it's kind of like an institution of Heker, you would need Samach Olam Yibad Yom. And since he sides with the Chazon Ish, even though many Acharonim distinguish, but since he sides with the Chazon Ish, the Turis HaPesach is an institution, midairaisa, it's a real mechitza, he understood that Turis HaPesach never needs heker. It's not in the same parasha as a lechi. Lechi needs heker, needs samach olam yibad yom, but the Turis HaPesach does not need any heker. And he proved this from the fact that the Turis HaPesach works even though it's lamala mechaf ama. How could it be work if it's taller than 20 amas tall? There's no heker. Nobody notices it. Like the Gemara says by Sukkah that whatever is lamal mechav amal or shalta ba'ena. But nonetheless, the Turis HaPesach works. Must be, the Avnei Nez already proves this. Must be that Turis HaPesach does not need heker. It rather is a halach of a mechitza. Because of this, Rav Shechter had many nafkaminas. Nafkaminas, they're not nafkaminas, but they're themes. Because of this, he either rejected Chumras or came up with other ideas, because Turis HaPesach is not Midin Heker, it's Midin Mechitza. For example, the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma that a Tzuras HaPesach that's made lachzuke tikra is not chayv mizuzah. A Tzuras HaPesach that's made to support the roof on top is not chayv mizuzah. So many parts can discuss, what about Erevin? Let's say you have a Tzuras HaPesach that's made lachzuke tikra. Should that be good for a Tzuras HaPesach to be matir tiltul or not? The Mishnah Berurah discusses this in Shin Samach Beis, if cut in Samach Dalin, whether or not you could use the telephone wires as Tzuras HaPesach. Why? Because it wasn't put up for the purpose of Tzuras HaPesach. What difference does it make? Why does it have to be put up Lishma? The answer is because if it's Midin Heker, so then it has to be Samach Alimi Baidiyam. Here, if it was put up, and that's only if it was standing by itself, he was put up with shame, a different matar, was put up to serve as telephone wires. It says, Mamish no Heker. So then it could be, if it was made to put up as telephone wires, Mishnah Berurah quotes many Acharedim who said you can't use telephone wires as Tzuras HaPesach, because that's the psul of Lachzuke Tikra. They understood the psul of Lachzuke Tikra that applies to Tzuras HaPesach is because it wasn't put up for the purpose of Tzuras HaPesach. It was put up in order to support the roof. It was put up for telephone wires. It wasn't put up Lishma. Why do I care about Lishma? The answer is because if you need Heker, then you'll be worried about Lishma. The same issue exists with regards to other chumras. For example, which you mentioned, Rav Schechter, though, understood that even though he understood that you don't have to worry about heker by Tzuras HaPesach, he had a problem with the Tzuras HaPesach that's lachzuke tikra for a different reason. Now, the classical poskim who discuss it are worried about lishma. That's why they talk about telephone wires that are lachzuke tikra. It's not supporting something on top, but it's not made the shame Tzuras HaPesach. But as we mentioned, the Shechter is not bothered by that. That it can be, it doesn't need to be the shame Tzuras HaPesach. Why? Because the Tzuras HaPesach is not midin heker, it's a mechitza. But Rav Schechter had a problem with the Tzuras HaPesach, that's a chzukei tikra for a different reason. The Mishnah Berurah, not like the other poskim, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Samach Gimel of Kohen Yud Gimel quotes from Magen Avraham, who says that you cannot use a house as a kanamin atzad, meaning you can't put a little pole on top of a house, we run a string to the top of another house with a little pole on top of the roof, and call each house a kanamin atzad. That's what the Mishnah Berurah calls a Magen Avraham like that. So if Shechter understood the problem with that is because a structure cannot be a Tzuras HaPesach. He understood that was the problem with Zuke Tikra. The problem with Tzuras HaPesach that's made to support the ceiling is not only because it's not made the shame Tzuras HaPesach, but rather it's because it's part of an existing structure. And anything that's part of a structure cannot be part of a Tzuras HaPesach. So he understood, though, that telephone poles are not a structure. He thinks that a house is a structure, a building is a structure, a telephone pole is not a structure. So you can have a Tzuras HaPesach if you have telephone poles that are situated in such a way that it's a kosher Tzuras HaPesach, that's okay, even though it wasn't made the shame Tzuras HaPesach because it's not a structure. But if it becomes an independent structure, then it cannot be good as a kanef or a Tzuras HaPesach. So for that reason, let's say this comes up a lot. Let's say you're building an Erev and you have part of it as a fence. So a lot of times, at least Rabbi Yair used to do this a lot, and the Erevin that Rabbi Yair built, so they will run a kane from, they'll run a kane al gabei, let's say your fence goes to here, you know, a fence like this, you know, your chain link fence, and it usually ends with a pole. You know what I'm talking about? So they'll run a kane al gabei from this pole to the next, you know, kane for the Tzuras HaPesach. So Shechter argued this pole cannot work as a kanamin atzad. Some people hold this mamish gavaldik, great kanamin atzad. You can hold the door for that. Great. But other Shechter argued that's part of the larger fence. That's part of a structure. So just like a house can serve as a Tzuras HaPesach, a kanamin atzad, so too a fence cannot serve as a kanamin atzad. There's also, that's why Rav Shechter has somewhat of a problem with the Trumas Hadeshin that the Ramah quotes. The Ramah in Shin Samach Gimel, Siv Zion quotes from Trumas Hadeshin that you can have a lechi that's like pieces of paint that are attached to the side of a wall. If, let's say, you use a reflector strip, or that's what people use now, or paint on the side of the wall, that could be good as a kanamin, as a lechi. So Mishnah Berurah writes over there, Sivkan Chavav, that could also work as a kanamin atzad for Tzuras HaPesach, the Shaar Tzion over there. That could also work as a kanamin atzad for Tzuras HaPesach. So Rabbi Heinemann sometimes will build in order to use for a kanamin atzad, we'll just put reflector strips, paint. So Shechta has a problem with that, with that application of the Truman Sadeshin to Turis HaPesach. Truman Sadeshin said it by Lechi. But Shechta has a problem with it with regards to Turis HaPesach, because Turis HaPesach, the sidebar is to be Yachal Lahamid Del Shokash. So what can hold over here a Del Shokash? This little reflector strip cannot hold the Del Shokash. The only way it's able to hold the Del Shokash is with the house that's behind it. But the problem is the house can't serve as your Kanamin Atzad. The only thing that can serve as a Kanamin Atzad is the reflector strip. And since the reflector strip can't be Yachal Lahamid Del Shokash, so the whole thing falls apart. Buy a telephone pole. So Schechter has argued, if you have a little piece of wood that goes underneath your string, we're going to get to in a second, that's the way many of our Turis HaPesach are built. They use a wire and they run a tubing that goes underneath the wire that's attached to the telephone pole. So then the whole telephone pole, that's, since that's not a structure, can be the Kanamin outside and that can hold the door. But over here, if it's attached to a house or something like that, so then that cannot hold the door. So since the structure can't be a Turis HaPesach, it's just a little piece of wood or the little reflector strip, so that should be no good because it's Eno Yachal Lahamid El Shokash. Yeah.
Wouldn't an actual Turis HaPesach in a house therefore not be a Turis HaPesach? Because it's part of the structure.
But it does hold the door. Something's holding the door.
There's no door. If you were to take out the door, according to Rosh
Hashanah. That's what Shadrach's argue. That's why Rosh Hashanah, according to Rosh Hashanah, are good for. Oh, you're saying this? No, but most doors have a separate, distinct thing. That was his argument.
So then, what's the separate, distinct thing? It's still part of the pole attached to the structure.
Oh, and the only way it's able to hold up the door?
The door post is attached to the wall.
Right.
It's part of the structure.
Right, and the only way it's able to hold the door is because it's attached to the building.
I'm saying all actual door posts, and then by. We're only really learning this from mezuzah, and by mezuzah.
Mezuzah and Turis HaPesach, that's what he pointed out, are very different. That's why Rosh Eksalim, that was his argument, Rosh Eksalim is Chayv and Mezuzah. I said you'd have this, and there would be a Mashkov that would come down, and be Chayv and Mezuzah over here, because of Rosh Eksalim. And Hilchos Shabbos, though, you'd be Potter, because by Mezuzah, you need a doorway, by Mezuzah, you need an entrance, by Shabbos, you need a Pesach.
An actual Pesach wouldn't be
different,
a
yeah. Pesach. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. Interesting. He points that every year. We'll get to it. So if he doesn't point it out, someone should point it out to him that he should point it out. But over there, in the air, the old Arab on the other side, before we extended past Amsterdam Avenue, so there was, I don't know if he was involved in building it even, there was a string that went into Balfour Hall, and then there's a little piece of wood that's underneath the string. It doesn't go all the way up to the string, the whole thing, but it's attached to Balfour Hall. So every year he points out, he doesn't think that that karna ever worked, because Balfour Hall could be Yachal Amid El Shokash, his little string can. So therefore, it should be no good. I think what he means is, that the material that it's built with, yeah, I don't know, it needs more of a better definition. It needs a better definition. Because of this also, Shechter was not impressed with the chumras of the Bechor Shor, the Shari Tshuva, in Shin Samach Gimel, on the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Chavav writes that all the Tzuras HaPesach, the Kanan Min Atzad, have all the chumras of Alechi. So, for example, the Mishnah Berurah says in Shin Sama Gimel Sivkar and Chav Gimel that a lechi cannot be three tefachim away from a wall. Even though you might say, Oimei Merubah Laparitz, but a lechi is no good if it's three tefachim away from a wall. So too, the Shari Tshuva quotes in Makar Chayim, who's Machmir, that a Tzuras HaPesach cannot be more than three tefachim away from the wall, which means you can't have a freestanding Tzuras HaPesach, which we also have here in the Erev. Across the street from Schottenstein, there's an old Yair, there's a freestanding Turis HaPesach. What I mean by that is that it's not attached to a wall on either side. So Makar Chaim held that that was no good. The Shari Tshuva even quotes Achronim that held Makar Chaim held that it had to be attached on both sides. Because both Kanim have the Halacha Balechi, and both have to be attached to something. So many are Machmer like that. When they build an Erev, even if they'll have a Pirtza in the Erev, they won't have a Pirtza next to a Turis HaPesach, because the Bechor Shor said a Turis HaPesach has to be attached to Mechitza. Why does a Turis HaPesach have the Halacha of a Lechi, though? That's because he held, like those Achrayinim who hold that a Turis HaPesach is Midin Heker. So that's some of the Halachas of a Lechi. So Rav Shechter held, since a Turis HaPesach is Deraisa, and it probably doesn't have the status of a Heker, rather is a Halacha of Mechitza, then you shouldn't have the Halachas of a Lechi, and even if it's freestanding, it should be all right. Because of this, though, Makar Chaim said also that a kana min atzad cannot be more than 4 amos wide, because a lechi cannot be more than 4 amos wide. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Shin Samach Gimel Sif Yud Beis. Cannot be more than 4 amos wide. So too, they said a kanim in atzad cannot be more than 4 amas wide. So if Shechter argued a kanim in atzad cannot be more than 4 amas wide, not because of heker. They're arguing because of halachas of heker and equating it with lechi. Shechter argued if it's more than 4 amas wide, it's a structure. So you run back into the problem of what he understood. Lachzuke tikra is a problem of that it's part of an existing structure. Okay. This issue of Heker keeps coming up by Tursa Pesach in other areas too. The Shari Tshuva over there, same Shari Tshuva, Shin Sama Gimel Siv Chavav quotes, they cannot have a Tursa Pesach that is a Chayre HaKoiso, which is behind the wall. That's this case.
All these cases are similar. You gotta get them down.
These are separate cases, and if you have this. That's a Tzuras HaPesach Achurei HaKoso. So Shari Tshuva says that's no good. So Chasam Sofer understood the reason that's no good is because there's a problem of Heker. You can't see the Tzuras HaPesach. So that's why some recommended if you build it up higher, you build it up above 10 Tfachim over the wall or whatever, that you can see it, so then it will be good. The Chazon Ish argued that it's not because of Heker, and again, Rav Shechter also argued it's not because of Heker. Those who are Machmen, the Tzuras HaPesach Achurei HaKoso is for a different reason. Chazon Ish argues because in order for a Tzuras HaPesach to be kosher, it has to be memad b'chalal HaPesach. It has to be in the area that you're trying to enclose. So it has to be like that. That's a doorway. This is not a doorway. That's a thing that runs over a mechitza. That's no good. Even this will be no good. That would be a Tzuras HaPesach Achuri, or that might be alright. But if it goes like this, which I've seen, that would be a Tzuras HaPesach Achuri HaKoso. It has to be in the area that you're trying to enclose. That's what sometimes people have like this. They have they're building a gate over here. I say this is the gate to a bungalow colony, and they build a Tzuras HaPesach like this. That would be a Tzuras HaPesach Achuri HaKoso. It has to be in the area that you're trying to enclose. All of those things would be no good. But not because of Heker. Though some parts can assume it's because of Heker, Rav Shechter assumes it's because it has the reason of the Chazon Ish. Also, because of that, the Makor Chaim quoted that you cannot have a Tzuras HaPesach that's Besoich Rishus HaYachid. In a Rishus HaYachid. So that Neneh are understood, according to some, that's Mishum Heker. Again, they're equating Lechi and Tzuras HaPesach. So that's why the Abnei said you could solve that problem if it goes way out of the Rishus HaYachid. And many were Mako like that. Shechter quoted the Chavetz Chaim HaSharon, or Mendel Zaks. Many are Mako that you can have a kind of Teich Rishus HaYachid, but many, many are Machmer. In Erevin were people, Yodea Sefer, the Machmer not to have a kind of B'Soich, not to have a kind of B'Soich Rishus HaYachid. Like that Makor Chaim. But Shechter understood it for a different reason, not because of Heker, but rather because of Silik Mechitzas. He understood that anything that's in an enclosed area is as if it's boxed out from this area. The Gemara has, just to get Silik Mechitzas down, the Gemara has, and this is a separate case than this. This is talking about when you have a backyard and you have, a lot of times you want to use a telephone pole and it's in someone's fenced-in backyard. But if it's in its own Rishus HaYachid, then you can't use it for the larger area. Why? Because it's, Abnei-Nezer suggests it's halach of Silik Mechitzas. The Gemara has this case. If you have a Chatzar Gedola, and a Chatzar Katana opens up like this. So the Gemara assumes you cannot carry here. Even though you might be able to carry here, you cannot carry here. Why? Because even though here you say, I am a Merubah LaParutz, but this walls don't relate to this area. And this area is Parutz Memeluah. The fourth side is all open. And this is too far away. You can't jump from here to here. So since this side is Parutz Memeluah and these walls are boxed out, it's so the Gemara says that we say that this area is Mesulak Mikan. And since these walls are boxed out, they don't relate to this area. Rav Shechter related that to two other cases. He related that to this case of the house. But even though here is 9 and here is 9, and let's say the house is 100, you can carry here because you have walls over here, and over here you have Oymen Rubal HaParetz, but you cannot carry here. Again, why don't you say Oymen Rubal HaParetz here, just like you say Oymen Rubal HaParetz over there? The answer is because this wall is boxed out from that area. Same, all the same case. Same issue. Rav Shechter has even argued that this issue of Silik Mechitzas is the same. This is what he keeps equating them. He's equating to what could have been separate issues together, but he assumes that that's the same issue as the bridge that comes out of Manhattan. That the Gemara says, remember we discussed the George Washington Bridge, even if there'll be a wall underneath, he assumed that that doesn't jump up onto the bridge. because that's below the bridge level. So he assumes that in order to be a mechitza for the upper ground level, it has to be on the upper ground level. That's the same type of halakha as seal of mechitzas. That wall doesn't relate to this ground level, so it means that these walls don't relate to this area, this wall doesn't relate to this area, and this wall doesn't relate to the upper area. Ground level, seal of mechitzas, is all the same type of issue, and that is that the mechitzas that you're using have to relate to the area that you're trying to enclose. What? If the mechitzas that you're using don't relate to the area that you're trying to enclose, then that's halakha of seal of mechitzas, or mechitzas nikaros, whatever you want to call them, but it keeps the same issue keeps popping up.
Why in the picture you drew does that mechitza work? Does it work for the top area? Not. Picture on the right. Why does part of that area work?
This area is okay because you have Ayim and Merub al-Aparetz here. This is
why aren't you saying seal mechitzas by that also?
This is 9 because this wall relates to this area.
How?
It's next to it. This wall is boxed out. You play basketball? It's boxed out. And this is boxed out. So this is parts of Malouai. This has a wall.
The snow wall is only radiated outward.
Right. So if Shechta has argued also for that reason, let's say, because of putting these two things together, we're going to go on the Arab tour, so I don't know, if hopefully it won't happen this time. But so once in a while, we had one time when we went to a different part of the Erev. So there was an awning that went underneath one of the Kan Agabeims. So Shechter argued, as long as you could walk on top of the awning, if it's strong enough to support someone walking there, it's a separate ground level. And the Mechita that goes over it is if it's Mesulak Mikan, it doesn't relate to here, it's as if it's on Mars. And therefore it cannot serve for the area below. Same halacha as Techrishus HaYochid, same halacha as Mechitas Nikaros. Meaning if the Mechita doesn't relate to this ground level, so then it's not a good Mechita. Yeah.
Are all these
Kuyam Lo Pligi, Sidov
Mechitas, or
Shachter's
expansions?
It's expansions.
Okay.
It's
so
expansions.
Which one is
Well, that's the Gemara. The Gemara has this.
That one. Because it's part of Mulo, and
right.
It's Machnas inside. That's
I think it's a very good argument. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to be editorial.
The one
but,
all the way to the right is already of Shachter. Not
yeah, you won't... I mean, listen, I had a similar case like this. I mean, I hope I'm not confusing you. I don't want to get involved in specific cases. There are a million permutations of this. We had a case like this. Okay? This was the Erev. I got to here. So what they were using was, there was an overpass like this. And the overpass was filled in here. It was filled in here. You follow what I'm saying? It was like a concrete overpass. So they put a Tirsa Pesach here, and they closed it off, and that was your whole Erev. So, but the problem was, at least according to Rav Shechter, this is the way the Erev was like that for 20 years. The problem is that's really Siluk Mechitzas, because see, the concrete would go like this. So according to Rav Shechter, you can't use this back wall to enclose this area. You can't use this back wall to enclose this area. You'd have to use this front part of it. It didn't really work like that. It's more like this.
That's the Rav Moshe.
Things like this, yeah.
Right, they're not using the overpass, they're using the Tirsa Pesach.
Right, it was like this.
And then you have
right. So in order to enclose this area, you had to use these parts. So, but the problem is, you couldn't use this part. Why couldn't you use this part? Because if you use this part, then you have a pirza over here. So you had to put a Tirsa Pesach over this, Tirsa Pesach over this, and then use the front part of this. That's the same in this picture.
That's the thing with the top of it.
It's a similar idea, but that he drew this kind of picture that you can't use. You have to use these walls. You can't use these walls to enclose this area. So what difference does it make? You use the back walls, you use the front walls. So you get involved in issues if they're on separate ground levels. And then we come up with an issue every year over there by some nursing home. What's it called? The one over here where they talk about moving yeshiva to.
Isabella.
So every year by Isabella, we always get slowed down. So if you're still on the tour by Isabella, you'll be there for that discussion. Yeah.
By the L train case, if you didn't hold the Roshachter's problem of structure...
That's a particular issue. It's not the same as this.
Then wouldn't it also be a Tzuras HaPesach?
But he holds it's a structure. So structure can be...
Like the Chazon-ish.
Yes. I've been to Erevin where they had big support beams underneath highways. You know, under underpasses, they have big metal support beams. So they put up two reflector strips on either side that went up to the support beam. That metal... girder that goes underneath the highway. So if Shazur holds puzzle from so many tzedakim, it would be possible. Right. It would be possible because it's a structure. A structure can't be Tursa Pesach. Then the reflector strips were no good because... Right. But they were machmir that the mechitza should join up with it because you can't have a Tursa Pesach that's not attached to a mechitza. So they were machmir to have the mechitza run all the way.
Why do they need the reflector strips?
That's the kanamin atzad.
I mean, the string hitting it.
Yeah, so they had the reflector strips that ran up to the steel girder. It was a... Okay. Because of this, though, they can't have a Tursa Pesach Tech with Shusayach because it's like a separate ground level. It's like it's a Mechitza Shein and Ikaros. It's not here. So then, not only can you not have a Tursa Pesach, that's Al Gabi Tail, you can't have a Tursa Pesach that runs over someone's backyard. That would also be like it's Mesulik Mikan. And someone asked him the car, and he made his distinction that a car is not here as permanently as the backyard. But if you would have a dumpster that's here permanently, then he hemmed and hawed a little bit. That perhaps there's more room to be machmer. But everyone is machmer for this teich rishus hayachid. A lot of Tamir Chama machmer for this teich rishus hayachid. Rabbi Heinemann has a chumra that Rabbi Shachter didn't like. Rabbi Heinemann has a chumra. He understood the Avnei Nezer is that the mechitza comes up and breaks the Tzuras HaPesach. So even if you have any mechitza, underneath the Tzuras HaPesach breaks the whole thing. So many Arabs in their machmer like that. You can't have any mechitza underneath the Tzuras HaPesach. Rabbi Shachter said you can't have a Rishus HaYachid underneath the Tzuras HaPesach. They're machmer any mechitza.
What would be a mechitza?
Any kosher mechitza. Underneath the Tzuras HaPesach. Okay? Right. All right, yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch over here in Shin Samuel Bay Sif Yud Aleph has some important details about how to make a Tzuras HaPesach. So Tzuras HaPesach, the Shulchan Aruch says, a Tzuras HaPesach she'asa min atzad is no good. It has to be al gabeim. So what do we do? A lot of times the wires that we want to use on top of a telephone pole, see, if the wire runs directly on top of the telephone pole, so then it's kosher l'choladeus. But a lot of times the wires don't run directly on top of the telephone pole. You're going to want to use the lower wires. Lower wires are telephone wires. Upper wires are electrical wires. Most people don't want to use electrical wires because you get electrocuted. So they like to use the telephone wires. So they're usually the big black wires on the bottom. Probably if you have a telephone pole, let's say like this is a side view, and then you have a big telephone wire over here. So sometimes it's nice and it's right next to the pole. So Mr. Brewer discusses, even though it's been outside over here, what you can do is attach a little pole over here, and that will be al gabeim. Sometimes, though, it's a little bit detached. It's, let's say, over here, because there's a bracket or something. So then you have to pull out your kanamin atzad to go like this. And that's what people who know how to build Erevim do, is they manage to get it to be, it should be al gabeim like that. Can't curve too much, then it's a puzzle. Anyway. You curve a little bit, and that's okay. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this over here in... where is this? Shin Samach Gimel of Kan Kuf Yud Beis. You could attach another pole to a bigger pole in order to make it al gabeim.
Do you think they can have a left that goes all the way up to there, or do they have to curve so it goes underneath it?
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. Mishnah Berurah and Shin Sif Kan Samach Dalet, Shin Samach Beis of Kan Samach Dalet, says the following case is kosher. That he quotes from the Taz, that if it doesn't go higher, it goes from the outside like this. You have like this, it's flush with the top. That's kosher. That's called al gabeim. It's not min atzad because there's nothing on higher up. So the Taz held that was kosher. Mr. Brewer says that we don't hold that's kosher. Rav Shach has not a kula, but I guess it's a kula, which is that the following thing is kosher. Is that if you have a telephone pole like this, a lot of times there's a little bar that's attached to it, like this, and then a bulb on top. So the wire, let's say, will run over this part, but not over this part. Many communities have these. The telephone companies build one whole community, same way. So electrical company, whatever. So a lot of times if it runs over that, so is that called al gabeim of this or not? Meaning if you have this case, and a pole attached like that, and it runs over here. Is that called min atzad or is that called al gabeim? So Shachter argued, as long as the whole thing can be viewed as it's extending the pole, then that's called al gabeim. If you have this is no good. Let's say I have a little pole that sticks out like this, and then I have a wire like that. That's not called al gabeim because that doesn't not continuing in the same direction. It's a little bit subjective, but it's not continuing in the same direction. But over here, it's continuing in the same direction. So as long as it's over this pole, that's kosher. If it's over the bulb over here, that's not kosher, because the bulb is not an extension of the pole. But if it's over this part, then perhaps we can call it an extension of the pole. Yeah, I brought a picture just because you have trouble visualizing it. It's a major cool of Shalthaz. See, look at this case. You can see. If you can see, that's the little pole sticking up. Go home. If you drive home, you'll see the telephone poles all over the place are built like this, at least in New Jersey, Connecticut. So if it goes over this part, you have to view that as an extension from the pole. If it goes over the bulb, which over here just goes over the bulb, then that would be possible. But some are machmer, they don't hold up this whole thing. It has to go over this part.
Go over the thing under the bulb?
Yeah, if it goes over this little part under the bulb, that's an extension of the pole. The bulb, if you have to argue that anything that's wider than it is tall cannot be viewed as an extension of the pole. I mean, you don't say, let's say you have a stop sign, a one-way sign. You don't say that the one-way sign that's like this, the whole thing is an extension of this pole, and if the wire is over here, that's kosher. That's what the Marsham argued, that when they built the Erev in Toronto, that's what he was talking about. The Marsham argued that that's also called an extension of the pole, and as long as it's over any part of the pole, that's called Al-Gabayim. That was what the Talmud of the Marsham argued. As long as, even if it's over a crossbar, but that's called Al-Gabayim, because that's all viewed as an extension of the pole, and everyone disagreed with him that if it's so wide, it's not going up, but it's wider than it is tall, then it can't be an extension from the bottom pole. The Mishnah Berurah and Tzivkan Samuch Dao discuss a very common case also. Quotes in the Prima Gadim, that what about chokuk? Let's say it's borrowed through the pole. So it's unclear what he's talking about. So he quotes in Makar Chayim that chokuk is kosher. So Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion over there says it can't be that there's any part of the pole that's going higher than the wire. What it means is the following case. It's talking about if you have like this. If you have a case like this, it's hard to get the metzias. And this is a side view, and your wire is like this. There's no part of the pole that's higher than the wire. That's the subic of the Prima Gadim. And there, perhaps Makar Chaim said it's kosher, because nothing goes above it. But he says if you have like this, and the wire is down here, he held that's for sure no good. Because it's not Al-Gabayim. There are parts of the pole that go higher. However, others argue with the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore, for sure, if you had a case where it's chakuk imtzad, let's say you had a hole here, and the wire goes through here, Mishnah Berurah would for sure hold that that's no good. So Mishnah Berurah holds, if it's chakuk through the pole, that's no good. And Chazanish argues, and the Chazanish held, no, even that case is good. Why? Because we say, Dalme Hacha, we say, forget about the part that's on top. We don't care about it. And as long as it's part of any part of the pole, it's part of, on top of this part of the pole, that's called Al-Gabayim. So that's why what's known in the lingo as a bolt through, which many Erevin are mako on. Like this, it looks like this. People sometimes get to have a pole, like, where's the chukuk? They're expecting a big hole in a telephone pole. There's no holes in telephone poles. But they have a bolt that will go straight through the pole to this bolt. Every telephone wire has a suspension wire, metal wire that bolts through the pole in order to keep the poles tight. So they, you can use that a lot of times as a kana min atzad of an eruv. The pole will be the kana min atzad, and this will be the kana gabayim, and it bolts through the pole. So that's a machlokes between the Chazanish and the Mishnah Berurah, whether or not that is kosher. If you have a tapered pole, that's this case. I don't know if you discussed it that way. If you have a tapered pole like this, and you wrap the eruv around here, that's not called min atzad. The Shachar argued there, there's no, the Chazanish argues, there's no on top, on bottom, we don't know what's the wall, what's Al-Gabayim. It's on top of some part of the pole, but it's hard to call it, the whole thing is one big wall. So when it's like that, that's no good, a tapered pole. But if it's over a flat part of the pole, then we can call that Al-Gabayim. The Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkan Samach Dalet says that if you have a nail on top of the pole, it can be tied around the nail. Even though the Mishnah Berurah holds it has to be on the top of the pole, chukuk is no good. If it's tied around the nail, the nail is considered to be something else. But some are machmer that you have to bang in the nail that has to be on the tippy-tippy top. According to Chazanish, for sure it's okay, because it's on top of most of the pole. And it's something that's distinct. It's not a tapered pole. The nail is something that's distinct, and it's on part of the top of the rest of the pole. The Gemara in Erevin says that a kana min atzad doesn't have to touch the kana gabayim. We can say good asik mechitzta. So that's why, in theory, you could have put a little pole next to, let's say, your telephone wire that you want to use. Just put a little wooden pole. You have a telephone pole and you want to use the telephone wire on the side, you can just put a little pole over here, a little piece of wood underneath the wire. And in theory, that would work. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses that over there. Shin Samach Gimel Sifkot and Kuf Yud Beis. The problem is, though, sometimes it's not so easy to tell whether it's underneath the wire. And in order to be kosher, it has to be Al-Gabayim. It has to be on top of it. So as the Machlekes there, Shechter mentioned, what is called Al-Gabayim? Does it mean kafi ra'is ha'ayin, or does it mean by the pull of gravity? What he means by that is the following. What he means by that is everyone holds it's based on what is the pull of gravity. But the question is, do I actually have to drop a plumb line? Everyone knows what a plumb line is.
What's a plumb line?
A plumb line is if you hold a string with a weight attached to it, you could tell where gravity will take you. So if you wanted to figure out what is al-gabem of this wire, you could tie another string to that wire and drop a plumb line. Mishnayos already talk about plumb line. Drop a plumb line and figure out where the piece of wood should go. So do you actually have to drop a plumb line? Or can it be kafi ra'is ha'ayin where it seems that it'll be underneath it? So that was a machlokes. Rabbi Jachter, actually, in his book, Great Matter, collects a lot of different poskim on this issue. Is it enough with the kafi ra'is ha'ayin, or do you actually have to drop a plumb line? But either way, everyone holds this based on what looks like gravity. Somehow do you have to drop a plumb line, somehow it was kafi ra'is ha'ayin. But even if it's kafi ra'is ha'ayin, I think Rabbi Jachter quotes from Rizal and Nechemya that it can't be kafi ra'is ha'ayin as a shot in the dark, meaning, I don't know, it looks pretty good. You know, sometimes you see rabbis will put up a little, in out-of-town areas you see this more, the little short lechis. In town, it's not that common because it's debatable. Every kanam and outside is debatable. Is it al-gabem? Is it not al-gabem? Is it al-gabem? Is it not? One person, it seems kafi ra'is ha'ayin that it is. Another guy seems kafi ra'is and that it's not. Unless you're going to sit every time with a laser pointer and a level and figure out what's exactly al-gabem, which you can do, but then what are you going to do? Check that every Shabbos? It's crazy. So yeah, that's why in more in-town areas, they build the lechis that go all the way up to the pole, up to the wire, so that you don't want to get involved in debates. Rav Zalman Nechemya held that in order to even kafi ra'is ha'ayin, it has to be something that's clear. I mean, it has to be kuli amalo pligi, that kafi ra'is ha'ayin is agabeim. If it's something that's debatable, then the whole thing falls apart. The Mishnah Berurah and Shin Samach Gimel of Kan Kuf Yud Beis quotes from Mataz that the only time you say good asik mechisa is if there's nothing in between. But if there's an electrical box in between, so then you don't say good asik mechitzta. And then the Malam Elohayo and others pointed out that the Taz is against the Gemara. The Gemara itself is talking about, when it says this halach of good asik mechitzta, it's talking about a brick wall with a kippah. So the Gemara says the kippah can't serve as the kan agabeim, so the top of the brick wall that's around it serves as the kan agabeim. Even though there's a brick wall in between, we say good asik mechitzta. So everyone held that the Taz is a chumrah. But even if there's something in between, you can say good asik mechista. Lots of times there'll be other wires in between. There'll be a wire in between the kana that you want to use and the wire that you're using and the kana minatzad, and that's okay. Because even the Taz was a machmir for such little things. It was only machmir for like an electrical box or something like that. The Gemara says that if you have a pischei shamoi, vayav the inchi. So Shechter translated Pischei Shamoi as a poorly constructed Pesach. That's the way the Mordechai teaches that Gemara. However, many Rav HaRishonim do not learn the Gemara like that. They learn the Gemara that's talking about Evan Nichnas, Evan Yotze. You have like a brick wall that's caught in between. Like if you would stop this brick wall in the middle, it would be brick Evan Nichnas, Evan Yotze. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So that type of Pesach is no good as a Turis HaPesach. The Mordechai held that it has to be Kedav Diyinshi. And Chazanish and Mishkanes Yaakov held like the Mordechai. Others were not as machmer for the Mordechai. But if you're machmer for the Mordechai, so then everything has to be kediyav diinchi. So that's where he got the Chazanish held that you can't use lavud as in order to make a tzuras haPesach. In order to make a kanam and atzad, let's say you're using tubing that's attached to a telephone pole, and there's a break in the tubing. So you can't jump from one break in the tubing to another part of the tubing, even if there's a break of less than lavud, or you can't jump. Visualize it as going to the ground, even though it's in love to the ground, that's no good. It actually has to touch the ground because you can't use love in making a Tzuras HaPesach because that's poorly constructed. Nobody would build a Tzuras HaPesach like that. So that comes from the Chumra of the Mordechai that it has to be Kediyav Diinchi. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes explicitly that you can use love for a Tzuras HaPesach. Mishnah Berurah over here, Shin Samach Beis, Sivka and Kuf Yud Gimel, writes that you can use love for a Tzuras HaPesach. In Muncie, by the way, the Machmir that every Tzuras HaPesach has to be raised off the ground. The electrical company, the part of the deal with the electrical company is that every kanam and atzad has to be raised off the ground so they know what's their wire and what's not their thing. So they know what's the air and what's not. But Rabbi Telna also held it should be off the ground, that way it doesn't rot away. The closer it is to the ground, the more likely it is to get broken and rotted away. So that's why they dafka raised them. So Shechter holds, no, it has to go all the way to the ground. If it doesn't go all the way to the ground, then you have a... That's a Chazanish writes like that. Then it's the loy kedav diinchi. That was also why he didn't had a problem with the prima gadim. According from the Tshuva of Rebbe Eliyahu Mizrahi, that many understood was talking about like this. He had a kaneh
like this, and it went like that. So he held that that was Shaf had a problem. That's not, that's Shaloi Kedavdi Inchi. Nobody builds a Tursa Pesach like that. And he showed that the rebellion is Rafi, the Chuba was really talking about like this, and it was a building, it was attached to the building, you had a Kanaman outside. But the wire really went straight across. Again, that would be a problem of Kedavdi Inchi. Rabbi Wulug in his Sefer HaMordechai argues that we don't accept this whole Mordechai. The haraya is that a Tursa Pesach works in a Pesach B'Keren Zavis. Who built a doorway in a Pesach B'Keren Zavis? So of course you don't need Kedavdi Inchi. But Shechter would argue that no, that's where the Tursa HaPesach is situated. That never needs to be Kedavdi Inchi. You can have a Tursa HaPesach Agabi Hamayim, he talked about. You can have a Tursa HaPesach in the placement, you have many Tursa HaPesach next to each other. The placement of a Tursa HaPesach doesn't have to be Kedavdi Inchi, but the Tursa HaPesach itself has to be Kedavdi Inchi. Most know, though, that Rabbi Aaron Cutler was Mekel, as long as it's less than a 45 degree angle, that the Kan Agabeim can come in an angle a little bit. Sometimes the shayla comes up. But even if you don't accept the 45-degree angle, most hold, but Shechter did not agree with this, most hold that if it follows the lie of the land, meaning if you have a Tursa Pesach, it goes down a hill. By definition, you have a Tursa Pesach, it goes down a hill, it's going to go like this. So you can have like this. Almost by definition. So how can you do that? So Kedavdi Inchi, so they argue that no, at least as it follows the lie of the land, that's kosher. The only time that you have to get to the 45 degrees is when it's Shaloi Kedav, it doesn't follow the lie of the land. 45 degrees beyond the lie of the land. But if it follows the lie of the land, then it's kosher. And Shechter had a problem with that too. No, who builds a doorway like this with a slanted bottom? He held the bottom has to be flat, so you have to build like this, and like this, and like this, and like this. So it becomes difficult. So every year someone asks him on 187th Street, Rabbi, could we build a Tursa HaPesach down 187th Street? So you could ask him to see what comes out. Can you have bent poles? So you mentioned this briefly, and this comes up in the sugya of kippah, because the Gemara says the following place, which is where we just got the good asik mechitza, which is that if you have a tzuras of pesach that's a kippah, that's no good. Kippah is like this, and this was a brick wall. So the Gemara says, you say kanamin atzad, and this is the kana agabeim. That's how everyone knew the taz is wrong. You can't have anything mafsik. Here you have a brick wall in between. The Gemara says kanamin atzad, and we view this as good asik mechitza to the top. So it must be that the brick wall doesn't bother us. But anyway, the Gemara says like this is no good for a tzuras ha-pesach. So the question is, why not? So some, the Rambam writes, the problem is because there's no break between the kanamin atzad and the kana agabeim. I can't tell what's what. I can't tell what's what. The whole thing goes in an arch. So where's the Kanamin Atzad? Where's the Kanal Gabeim? Everything blends in together. And other Rishonim held no, it's because the Kanamin Atzad has to be straight and the Kanal Gabeim has to be straight. But if it's not straight, then it's possible. So then, according to those Rishonim, the Chazanish points out that the Kanamin Atzad of a Tursa HaPesach also has to be straight. Can't be too bent. So when you're building an Erev, you have to make sure the telephone poles aren't bent over too much. If they're bent over too much, then it's you could have this issue. One thing about Erev Chatzeres and one thing about Karpiv. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Sari Aleph Sif Aleph that when you're being Seicher Rishus, of course we know the Erev Chatzeres works for the Yisraelim within the Erev, but for the Nachrim you have to be Seicher Rishus from the Nachrim. The problem is you're not going to be Seicher Rishus from every individual Nachri, so we're Seicher Rishus from the Sar Ha'ir, the Sar HaMamuna, and that's mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch over there. And you can be seicher from him for all of the houses within the city. The Bir Halacha, though, raises from the Chacham Tzvi that it's a problem because he nowadays he cannot just commandeer their home. So the Chacham Tzvi had to raise the issue, well, what power does this the Sar HaMamuna on the ear really have? So therefore, Shechter argued that you can only, based on this Chacham Tzvi, that you can really only rent from the police chief or from the mayor, which just to use the streets of the city. But he can't help you within this, in the homes of the city. So therefore, according to Rav Shechter, you need to have within each apartment building, you can't be Seicher Rishus from the police chief for the hallways of the apartment buildings. Even if you're not going to carry in a larger Eruv, even within your own apartment building, you'd have to have a separate Eruv Chatzeres and be Seicher Rishus from the super for that building. Being Seicher Rishus from a separate police chief won't help.
You should need a separate Seicher Rishus, but why should you need a separate Eruv? Meaning the Mechitzas.
Well, I think if you're machmir not to carry in the Erev at large, how can then...
Yeah, of course.
Right, so then, but you'd need a separate one in each building. If the Chumrah, you would need a separate one in each building.
I'm saying if there wasn't.
Right.
If you do hold the Erev, you shouldn't be allowed to carry into the building,
right? If you do hold the Erev, why?
Because it's a different Rishos.
It's a separate... No, but if you hold it the Erev, then we included... Oh, right, then how could you carry into that building? Unless you'd be Sarekah from that, the larger Erev would have to be Sarekah from each individual super.
Right, you
right.
Gotta be
right.
Well,
right. But they are. They try. I think they try. According to Shekhtu, that's what needs to be done. But,
A police chief wouldn't be good enough. The police wants to go... The super's not going to stop the police...
But he can. He can. He can. So Ramosha and others have argued, nah, but he could obtain a search warrant. A search warrant is good enough where they start throwing around eminent domain, which is really a little schwach. I mean, the eminent domain, to employ eminent domain is so complicated. The Chazon Ish argued that, no, since the police chief is elected by everyone, he's kind of everyone's shliach. So since he can rent from the police chief and he's everyone's shliach, that works for everyone's private buildings too. Others are. It's a problem. This issue is a problem. Most are mekel. They don't go to every single super and rent from the super. But according to Shechter, that's what needs to be done.
So are they doing the
I don't know. I don't know. One thing about carpet. The Shulchan Aruch says over here that a makom that's not mukaf ledira that's greater than a beis hasayim, which is about 70 yamas by 70 yamas, with about 125 feet by 125 feet. If the walls weren't put up lidiro, so then you can't carry there. And even if you have a larger area, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Nun Ches if Tes says if you have a larger area that where they plant Zeroyim and the Makbid people shouldn't walk over there, so that disrupts the whole Eruv. As long as that little part is Yosem Yibes Asayim, that disrupts the whole Eruv. Shulchan Aruch discusses, let's say it's Rav of the area, even if it's less than a Beis Asayim, you should know all the details of that. But the Dvar Shmuel's opinion was that the only time that Yosemi based assignment of an area where Makbid people shouldn't walk disrupts the whole Eruv as if there's one house, a little farm. So then the question is, what's Iker here? The area where you shouldn't walk or the house, which is Ladira? So the answer is, the area where you shouldn't walk becomes the Iker, and it becomes, the whole thing becomes Enamuk of Ladira. But if I have a whole city and one little area where Makbid people shouldn't walk, so all the Mechitas are Loi Huk of Ladira because of the one little area? So Dvar Shmuel argues that he doesn't think that that's logical. However, many don't accept the kula of the Dvar Shmuel. If you don't accept the kula of the Dvar Shmuel, so anytime you have in a larger area, a place where you can't walk, meaning it's such a thick forest, let's say, you need a machete to get through or something like that, you know. Nobody can walk there. Or the Makbid people shouldn't walk. It's not used. The Chazon Ish discusses those mountaintops in Eretz Yisrael once in a while, you see that are all burnt out. You know, there's a forest fire or something. So Chazon Ish discusses that's also a carpet. If any area where the Makbid people shouldn't walk or it's unusable, means it's unusable. Like if you have a pond that's unusable for anything, so then for boating or for fishing or whatever, so then that should be considered a carpet if it might disrupt the whole area. So what you have to do in order to fix a carpet, if you don't want to be make like the Dvar Shmuel, what you have to do is box off the whole carpet and build Tzuras HaPesach around the whole carpet. And there are areas even that do that. They box it off. It's Tzuras HaPesach, the whole park or something, or the whole lake or whatever, in order that you shouldn't have a carpet in the middle of an area.
How do you define where you don't want people to walk?
Well, the Apoiskim do bring up from the Iri and from Rashi that if it's made to beautify the city, like they brought this up by Central Park when they were talking about the Erev of Manhattan, that if it's made to beautify the city, or a man-made lake that was made, obviously somebody made it because they thought it beautified the city at one time or another, so if that beautified the city, so then that's not called Loi Huk of Lidir, that's called Huk of Lidir. But it means something that nobody uses for the purpose, that's called Loi Huk of Lidir.
What's the other thing with the golf course?